is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
But give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
You're not going to send anybody to the state convention?
Haney, what did I just say?
You said we're not going to send anybody to the state convention.
Then why does he want to repeat it?
Because I can't believe it. This convention is for us farmers.
We know. We read the literature.
And you're still not going to send anybody to the convention?
I don't see why you're so head up. It's not like we're against the Red Cross or anything.
No, I didn't mean that.
The only thing we're against is Gene Autry kissing the girl at the end of the picture.
That's different.
Even if it was Ruby Keeler, I wouldn't want to see Gene kiss her.
Gentlemen, this convention is of the Farmers Alliance. Farmers from all over the state are going to gather to meet and discuss, to learn from each other. The American farmer is not an island. He does not stand alone in the middle of his fields, gazing blankly at his fallow soil, wondering what he can do to make something grow on it. No, he turns to his neighbor. One man learns how to grow corn better. He tells his neighbor. That man learns to grow more corn. He tells his neighbor. Etc., etc., etc.
No wonder we're getting such a low price for corn. Everybody's growing it.
We'd have been better off if that first fella just stayed on his island and kept his mouth shut.
Mr. Haney, without communication, the American farmer cannot progress. That's why I can't understand why you're not sending anybody to the convention.
He just don't let go, does he?
Mr. Douglas, I can give you the answer in one word. Money.
Yes, it takes about $150 to send somebody to the state capital.
Well, why don't we all chip in and send somebody?
I got a better idea. Why don't you chip in and send yourself?
Lisa!
I'm here! Hello there.
Lisa, guess what? I'm gonna... What are you doing?
What does it look like I am doing?
You're not churning butter.
I am washing your socks.
It's a butter churn.
What's that?
You use it to make butter.
All right. After I washed your socks, I made you some.
Don't bother. I started to tell you, I'm going to represent Hooterville at the state convention of the Farmers Alliance.
It's a good thing I did your washing. At least you'll have a sock to wear.
Yeah. I hate to travel without an extra sock.
When is the convention?
It starts tomorrow.
What time do we leave?
Oh? You want to go too?
Why, you didn't think that you were going to sneak off by yourself, did you?
I didn't ask you because it's a farm convention and be kind of dull.
Is it going to be as dull as that lawyer's convention you went to in Atlantic City?
What lawyer's convention?
You know, the one where you got arrested for hitting the hotel manager in the nose.
Oh, that was an accident. I'd like to see you ride a surfboard down a flight of stairs without running into somebody.
Is this convention going to be as dull as that?
Probably.
Then I better come along. You need somebody to bail you out.
Room 27 for Mr. Carlson.
Right this way, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We're all filled up.
No, but I have a...
I'm sorry. The hotel is completely sold out. We are having a farmers' convention.
I know. We're delegates.
Oh?
Yes, we're farmers.
Really?
Well, we weren't always farmers. You see, my husband was a lawyer in New York, but he always wanted to get away from the rat's race and buy a farm and plant his little seeds in the rich brown earth and watch them shooting up into the sky.
Lisa, you don't have to give that speech.
Well, you always do.
I'm a farmer. I called from Hooterville, and we have a reservation for a suite.
Under what name?
Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Ah, yes, yes, here we are. Oscar Mendel McDougal.
No, no, it's Oscar Wendell McDouglas. I mean, Oliver Douglas McWen.
Oh, while you're trying to make up your mind, would you please step aside? We have a long line.
I called. Yesterday, I talked.
Yes, sir?
Do you have a reservation for Oscar Mendel McDougal?
Yes, sir. Suite 21A for Mr. McDougal, please. Next.
Look, I have a reservation.
Under what name?
Oscar Mendel McDougal.
Lisa.
Well, you saw how easily that fellow got a reservation under that name.
I don't have to give a phony name. Now, please, look through your reservations, and I'm sure you'll find one for Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Yes, sir. Oliver... Oh, yes, yes. That name rings a bell. Mm-hmm. Oliver Wendell. We have a flyer I knew from a hotel in Atlantic City.
Flyer?
Where's your surfboard?
What?
Broke the manager's nose, huh?
I didn't break... Well, you should have seen my surfboard. Now, what about a reservation?
The best I can do for you is a room on the 8th floor.
Does it have a bath?
On the 9th floor.
You can't have a room with a disconnected bath.
We better take it.
Room 807.
807? What's he got against you, Mac?
Now what do we do?
Well, it's an hour before the opening session. Why don't we mingle with some of the delegates?
Do you know anybody here?
No, not a soul.
Ollie, baby!
You sure make friends fast.
There's some mistake.
Ollie, don't you remember me? Boston, Harvard.
Harvard?
Oh, she was one of your classmates.
She might have been. I can't remember all the fellows in my class.
Ollie, don't you remember the Boston Follies? I was the third balloon from the left.
The third?
Wonder Hills!
Lisa, I want you to meet an old balloon of mine. I'm an old president.
I am pleased to meet you.
Who's this?
This is my wife, Lisa.
Your wife? And you always told me you weren't the marrying kind.
He told me that too, but I didn't pay any attention.
What are you doing here?
I'm here for the convention.
Which convention is that?
I promise. Well, what are you doing here, Ollie?
We're here for the convention too. I own a farm.
You a farmer?
Uh-huh.
The playboy of the Boston Commons? Hey, remember the time you got arrested? You know, for riding your surfboard down Bunker Hill?
For a fellow who doesn't like to swim, you do an awful lot of surfing.
You won't believe this, but I married a farmer. He's a great guy. I want you to meet him. Hey! Charlie! Oh, listen. He doesn't know anything about the Boston Follies. He thinks I used to be a toe dancer at the Ballet Rouge.
You won't say a word.
How many times do I have to tell you not to yell in public domain?
I just wanted to introduce you to a friend of mine.
Lisa!
Charlie! No, does she mean... You two know each other?
Of course, this is Charlie. We used to know each other on Park Avenue. Charlie's father was my mother's bootlegger.
Your mother's...
Only during Prohibition.
Oh, well, that makes...
Charlie, this is my husband, Oliver.
Hey, you a farmer?
Yes.
Me too. Howdy, neighbor.
Ain't it a small world? Charlie, I mean, here you knew Lisa, and I knew Ollie. I mean, during the days when I was a... toe dancer at the Ballet Russe.
Hey, what are we standing around here for? Why don't we go inside and have a belt and talk about the good old days, huh?
No, the opening session is just about to start.
Are you kidding? It's nothing but a lot of speeches.
Well, I came to listen to them.
Forget it. It's Dollsville. I never listen to them.
What did you come here for?
It's a great tax deduction. Shall we? Anybody care for any more bubbly water?
Yes.
You know, anyway, when I was working for my uncle in his bookie joint, farming was the furthest thing from my mind. As a matter of fact, if we hadn't gotten raided, I'd have probably still been hustling bets.
Yeah, that's how Charlie got interested in farming, when he was in stir.
In stir?
You know, the pokey.
Yeah, anyway, I was assigned to the prison farm, hoeing, raking, and all that jazz. Then one day, I said to myself, I said, Charlie, this is the way to live. Get out of that rat race. Get out of the rackets. Get away from the fuzz. You know, when you get sprung, why don't you buy yourself a little farm? Plant the little seeds in the sorrel. Watch the little green things pushing their heads up through the earth, reaching for the sun, for the sky.
Ain't he poetic?
My husband always makes the same speech about the sorrel.
Well, not exactly. I don't mention the rackets and the fuzz.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Anyway, when I got sprung out, I bought me a farm.
You should have seen Charlie when he saw the place. He was like a little kid with his first Tommy gun.
That's how my husband was.
Well, I never had a...
You know, it's the first time in my whole life I was legit. I got 5,000 acres.
5,000?
Yeah, I only started with 100. Then I went around to the neighbors to try to buy some more, but they wouldn't sell. That was right after that they started to have little troubles, like tractors exploding, hired hands having little accidents.
Oh, isn't that sad?
Yeah, a couple of them even found stink bombs in their wells.
Yeah, I felt pretty sorry for him, so I bought them all out at 10 cents on a dollar.
Oh, wasn't that nice of Charlie?
Don't you realize...
Do you know how many cows Charlie has? 150 gurneys.
Guernsey, stupid. We also got 5,000 white leghorns.
Oh, we got a lot of chickens, too.
White leghorns is chickens, dum-dum. Oh, boy, that's what I get for marrying a city dame.
150 cows? Where do you market the milk?
Well, there's this here dairy.
Yeah. Remember all the trouble we had with them in the beginning?
Oh, yeah. I went to them and I said, where do you get your milk from? Well, they gave me some lip. Well, it was right after that their pasteurizer sprung a little leak.
The pasteurizer?
Yeah, that's the thing they put the milk in.
Oh, yes, I'm very familiar with that.
But I tell you, after that, I had no trouble with them.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Hey, how many cows you got?
We have one, Eleanor.
One cow?
Yes, and we have 6 chickens.
Hey, what are you, sharecroppers?
No, I just haven't.
Hey, Pally, you need some organization, I tell you what. I'll bring down a couple of my boys, and we'll put you in business.
Oh, no, thank you.
Darling, if Charlie wants to help you, I think you ought to let him.
Not the way he...
No argument. If Lisa wants it done, then it's done. Now, why don't we go change our duds and go out on the town a little bit?
Oh, the meeting is just starting.
Forget it. For the next 3 days, we got fun and frolic ahead of us.
I wish they would. It's 4:00 in the morning. We're the only ones here.
Aw, oh, come on. Loosen up. Look at your wife.
No thanks.
What happened to Ole, the little old balloon buster?
Oh, I never busted him. I'm tired.
You never should have married such a young chick.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
was it?
Oh, I don't know. Some joker with a water pistol. Hello.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock. The temperature is 72 degrees and rain is predicted.
Yeah, I know. I fell a couple of drops.
The symposium on fertilizers will start promptly at 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
What's the matter?
A fertilizer. Must be some kind of a convention going on here.
Hi there.
Hello, Ev.
Welcome home. Did you have a nice time?
Don't yell in my ear.
Oh, hungover. It must have been a great convention.
It must have been. I didn't see any of it.
That alliance really swings, huh?
No, just Charlie.
Who's he?
He's one of my wife's stir-crazy friends.
He wasn't as much a friend of mine as the balloon dancer was a friend of yours.
Balloon dancer? Boy, the old alliance ain't what it used to be.
Eb, get the bags.
Out of the car or from under your eyes?
Eb, if I have any trouble from you, I'm going to have Charlie rub you out. Now, all we want is to sleep for 3 days. Don't disturb us. Good morning.
Did you sleep well?
Fine. First decent sleep I've had in 3 nights.
Oh, but it was fun to get away to the restaurants and the dancing and the goo-goo clubs.
Oh, those goo-goo clubs.
Are you hungry, darling?
I was. Have you got anything else?
Mr. Douglas?
What's the matter?
We got company.
Who?
I think it's the governor or somebody. It's a long black limousine with a chauffeur.
You ain't working for Frank Nitti no more.
Hey, you sure this is the right place?
Well, it must be. There's Ollie. Hey, Ollie!
Oh, Ma Barker.
Hiya, Pally.
How are you? What are you doing?
It's okay, Louie. He's a friend of mine. Louie here's my hired hand.
Hiyas.
Hiyas? What kind of hired hand talk is that?
Oh, hiyas, neighbor.
That's better.
Hello.
Hey,
Lise,
baby.
Hi, honey. Oh, hello.
Hey, you didn't tell me you had a kid. He looks just like him, don't he?
The spitting image.
He's not the... He's our hired hand.
Howdy, folks.
Louie, now that's hired hand talk. Say, would you give Louie a few lessons?
Well...
How does 50 grab you?
Thank you, neighbor.
Give that back here.
Say, pal, level with me, will you? What is all this?
This is our house.
Who done it to you? Tell me, we'll take care of it.
Nobody done it to me. They did it to me. No, they didn't do it.
This is the way it was when we bought it.
Oh, you poor kid. And all the time we were dancing, you were smiling and laughing, knowing you had to come back to this.
I also cried a little.
Lisa, why are you telling
me? Pal, why didn't you tell me things were so bad for you?
You should have known when he stuck you with all those bar checks.
I didn't stick him.
Pal, we're going to fix all of that right now. Wanda, give her to Mink.
Here, honey.
This is a good one.
Here, have a couple of rings, too.
Oh, this is a big one.
Lisa, give back
the... Pal, I'm your friend. Huh? What did I say to you this morning?
Get out of the bathroom.
I mean, after that.
Oh, dear. Oh, he said he'd do anything for you, honey. On account of your mother introduced all her rich friends to his father, who bought all his booze. Otherwise, Charlie never would have went through college.
College?
Yale.
Good figures.
Well, what can we do for you right now? How many acres you got?
300.
300, huh? Louie, go over and have a talk with his neighbors.
Wait a second.
What else do you need?
I don't need anything.
You need a new tractor.
Eb!
You got it. Now, what else? How many cows you got?
Just one.
Lisa.
You just got yourself a herd. Now, what else?
I don't need anything.
Pal, why don't you let me be the best judge of that, huh? Louie,
Let's go look around and see what else they need, huh? Well, see.
Oh, for...
Why don't you come inside and I make you something to eat?
You do your own cooking?
Yes.
Oh, you poor kid. Here, have a bracelet.
I don't know why you make me send my mink coat back.
You've got a mink coat.
What about the rings and the bracelet?
You got plenty of jewelry.
I don't know why I have to send my $50 bill back. I never had one before.
Everything goes back.
Including your new tractor?
Yes, including my... What new tractor?
The one I found in the barn this morning.
Where did this come from?
Charlie must have sent it.
Well, I can't keep this. This is a tractor. I mean, it's expensive. Oh, this has got to go back.
You hurt Charlie's feelings.
You don't want to do that. Why don't you keep the tractor and I'll keep the 50?
And I keep the fur coat and the jewels.
Everything has to go back.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Mr. Drucker, I want to be up...
Well, I'll be doggone. Well, thanks for telling me, Carl. How about that, Mr. Douglas? Last night, somebody broke into the Crabwell Corners Tractor Company and stole a blue tractor.
Oh, that's too...
Blue? No, just one blue. The sheriff's got an all-points bulletin out for it.
An all-points bull?
Boy, I'd sure hate to be the guy that gets caught with it.
Don't forget to package my airmail.
Well, Mr. Douglas, you... Guess he ain't recovered from the convention yet.
His tractor was stolen.
Oh, Charlie wouldn't do a thing like that.
Lisa, the sheriff's been looking for a stolen blue tractor. I got it. What am I going to do?
How about painting it red?
How about keeping your big...
Okay.
I'm going to call the sheriff.
My husband, the stoolie.
Listen, if they find this tractor here, I could go to jail.
Well, it's your turn now. Charlie's already been.
What kind of a...
Well, you don't know that Charlie stole the tractor. And you always say that according to the law, a man is guilty till he gets a good lawyer.
I never said...
And here you are condemning Charlie before he eats a hearty breakfast.
It seems a shame to send this back. It's got everything. Even a radio.
I don't care what it's got. What's that?
The cows.
What cows?
The cows that were stolen a short while ago from the Daleville Dairy Farm.
Stolen?
The rustlers made off with 30 head.
Hey, that's exactly how many cows we've got. 30.
30.
Thieves also took a brand new milking machine, which was still in the crate.
Milk.
Yeah, you got a milk, 30-30, and a blue.
The crime wave spread as far as Dibney's Crossing, where Toll Wilson reported the theft of a red combine.
We don't have to worry about that. The one that was delivered is Yeller.
Yeller.
Along with the combine, 60 cans of yellow paint were stolen.
Charlie's wiped out the entire valley single-handed.
Here's a bulletin that was just handed to me. The Pixley First National Bank was held up about a half hour ago, and the robbers got away with more than $3,000 in cash.
Oliver, look what Charlie sent me. My own bag of money. But, Oliver, I don't know why you have to send back the coat and the rings.
Everything we got from those two goes back.
Well, you don't even know where to mail it. They're on the lam.
Well, send it to the state prison. They're bound to show up there eventually.
But, Oliver...
Look, I had enough trouble trying to convince the sheriff that I wasn't a fence for stolen goods.
How do you know that the coat and the rings were stolen?
That's the only way Charlie buys things.
Well, you let Eb keep the 50.
Well, Eb earned it, giving Louie those howdy neighbor lessons. Now, I've heard enough of this, I don't...
Mr. Douglas, I've been trying to get you.
Yes, what's the matter?
Eb's been arrested.
What for?
For passing a counterfeit $50 bill.
Would you mind mailing this for us? A Filmways presentation, darling.
Thank you.